Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hi, I'm Nancy Cartwright. You may know me better as the voice of Bart Simpson.
On Simpsons Declassified, we're diving into the mysteries that keep the Simpsons forever young. Have you ever wondered how the Simpsons regularly predicts future events? Who better to ask than the show's creators, performers, and writers? The celebrity guests. Be sure to follow and listen to Simpsons Declassified wherever you get your podcasts.
Jones and Keefe.
Jones and Keefe on WEEI.
Get Boston Sports Original on the go wherever you go. Just download the Odyssey app.
It's time for Grab Bag. It's time for Grab Bag.
Certainly is time for Grab Bag here on Jones and Keefe WEEI. Grab Bag is brought to you by Awaken 180 Weight Loss. Before we get into everything that is in the Grab Bag, including the Bozo Touchdown Parlay, the Survivor Pool, and all of that stuff, Mike Vrabel was speaking same time that we were talking with the Milkman, Milton Williams. And so he has provided a number of updates, both on and off field updates for the Patriots.
Yeah. So the first one is he came out and right off the top announced that Terrell Williams is dealing with prostate cancer.
Man.
So, I mean, the way they had talked about it and the way that he has been with the team and left the team and been with the team and left the team, you knew it probably wasn't something good. I'm not going to say we had any idea what it was.
No.
But now we have the answer. So he has been diagnosed with prostate cancer. That is what Terrell Williams is dealing with. And so we got that from Mike Vrabel earlier today. Mm-hmm. Obviously, take your time, get yourself healthy, and get back out there. He was asked about Ramondre Stevenson. He said, we need our best players to play in the game and do their jobs and take care of the football.
Yeah, because he was asked if there was going to be a playing time discipline, basically. And he's like,
we need our best players to play in the game and do their jobs and take care of the football. Well, he is one of their better players on offense.
But does he take care of the football?
And does he do his job, which is part of taking care of the football? So that sounds to me like he's playing, but I guess there's some wiggle room there. He also was asked about Christian Gonzalez and his performance this week. He says, I think he's taken all of the reps. Then he corrected himself and said most of the reps. Adds the team will see how Gonzalez responds tomorrow to speed work today.
Hmm.
So basically, he's still leaving it open for let's see how Gonzalez gets through today and reacts to it and his body handles it. And maybe that's not as cut and dry as we thought.
Yeah, I guess not. And then, you know, we had mentioned Jared Wilson being out. So that's like
yep,
the one.
That was the other one. Yeah.
We already knew that, but he is out for the game. So, yeah, definitely some updates there from Coach Vrabel.
Grab bag,
and another grab bag, and your grab bag.
All right, Red Sox magic number is 1 to clinch a playoff spot. We are looking at the Astros as well. Any Astros loss would put the Red Sox in the playoffs as well. Astros open up a 3-game series in Anaheim against the Angels starting tonight. So their first pitch isn't until 9:38. As for the Red Sox, if they are going to take care of business on their own, they can do it against the Tigers tonight on Apple TV Plus, so
yeah.
Listen to the game here on WEEI or the Odyssey app. 7:10 first pitch, 6:10 pregame here on WEEI, and Kyle Harrison will be on the mound for the Sox opposite Casey Mize.
There would be something nice about Kyle Harrison getting the win to get him into the postseason.
It would be pretty good, wouldn't it?
Yeah, I don't know if I feel great about
it,
but that would be some nice symmetry, yeah.
That wouldn't be bad.
How about a nice greasy pork sandwich served in a dirty
grab bag.
Bozo parlay time, Jones.
Okay.
It is week 4. We've gotten closer and closer each week. Last week, 3 out of 5 of these hit. Still goes down as a loss, but just know that we're getting there. We're getting close.
We're right around it.
I will start.
Okay.
Because I am literally going to start tomorrow, Sunday morning, the Dublin game, Vikings and Steelers. So either we're going to be up 1-0 or we're going to be done before lunchtime.
Yeah, well.
Give me Justin Jefferson to score an anytime touchdown. He himself is plus 155. I know they're going with Carson Wentz, but I don't like McCarthy anyway.
Yep.
Jefferson scored week one, didn't score week two or three. I don't think you're going to keep him out of the end zone very often, so I will take Justin Jefferson anytime.
Okay, I'm going with the highest total on the board. It is now 49.5 Colts and Rams. I can get Puka Nacua for plus money, plus 100. So barely plus money.
No, but that's good.
But plus 100, give me Puka. Who are you going with, Billy?
Get the file up. I believe I picked Keenan Allen.
You did.
They're going. They're in New York against the Giants. Give me a Keenan Allen touchdown.
Very
plus
good.
165 is what Billy's going with Keenan Allen. Nick?
Going with Matthew Golden. That Cowboys defense has been shredded by receivers who can stretch the field.
Ooh.
They give up Luther Burton, 100 and whatever yards of Luther Burton, of
he,
all people.
He so hasn't scored yet. Golden. He hasn't scored yet, right? No, he's had a lot of chances.
Oh, he's due.
Thrown him by like 15 times.
Dude. I like it.
And speaking of due, Terp is going with Steph Diggs, plus 205. So Nacua, Jefferson, Allen, Golden, Diggs. What does that get us there, Keith?
One ham would get you a
1.429, $626.
It'd
get you a Lego Death Star and half a PS5.
Wow.
So depending on where you're shopping around, it could be anywhere between $1,200 plus, $1,300 plus. Sportsbook Rhode Island has it available right now. It's the Rich Keefe, just my name on it, but the Rich Keefe Touchdown Parlay. You can find it right now, one click, and you can ride that wave.
Rename that thing.
Well, that's what it is right now.
This is grab bag.
All right, Survivor Pool. The Jones and Keefe Survivor Pool down to three. Both Nick and Billy were eliminated last week. Who are you going with in week four?
So I have used Cincinnati, Baltimore, and Tampa. I'm going with Buffalo. They're 15.5 point favorites. Don't think, just throw. It's the Saints.
Yeah.
I'll take them.
After going 0-2 last year, including week one and then the bye back in week two, I'm not going to do anything differently. I've used Denver, Arizona, and Tampa. So I'll use the Bills taking on the Saints, massive favorite. Terpstick going in a different route. He hasn't used Buffalo yet, but he's going to go with the Lions, also heavy favorites this weekend.
That was the other game I thought about. I mean, at some point in time, you know, you're going to have the Browns breaking through. I know they beat Green Bay last week. Detroit's got to be high off that Baltimore game, so I just didn't feel easy about that one. But they'll probably advance, and we'll be right back here next week.
Grab bag. All right, Ryder Cup, day one, going on right now as we speak. Europe with a 3-1 lead over the United States, although you got some four balls in action right now, Jones.
Oh, is that what it is?
Yeah, I got some four balls going right now. Looks like the Americans are up in two of the matches. Europe is up in one, and then they're all square in another. But in the morning round, Europe got out to a pretty good.
Well, it was a 3-0 lead. U.S. won the final match. But yeah, I got to be honest, I have trouble following the Ryder Cup scoring anyway. But watching it without volume silently on a TV, I'm more confused than normal.
It's tricky.
Yeah.
We're hanging in. Now this looks like on top of me, so everybody just follow me, because we need a little controversy, because it feels so empty without... Grab bag. College football weekend. You got a couple of games that I would say jump out. You have LSU Ole Miss 3:30 tomorrow. Two undefeated teams.
Great game.
Also of note, Lane Kiffin, the Ole Miss head coach, his daughter goes to LSU and just put out publicly on Instagram this week that she is dating the middle linebacker for LSU.
Mm-hmm.
So that's certainly
gonna
ups
be an awkward
stakes.
Family dinner table.
Penn State and Oregon, number 3 versus number 6 from Beaver Stadium in Pennsylvania. That's 7:30 on NBC and Peacock. And then also at 7:30 is Georgia versus Alabama.
Yeah, I feel like that the luster's off that one a little bit, but that's still a good game. This is a good college football weekend now that you get into some conference matchups.
Yep.
So I like LSU. They're favored in that Ole Miss matchup. Lane Kiffin told us to take the over there.
He did.
Yep. I think I like Penn State. Earmuffs, Cat. I think I like Penn State.
So same.
At home against the Ducks. Yeah. They are 3.5 point fair. That's
ooh. I don't love the hook there. Yeah.
But I think just on money line, I'd take Penn State.
Also, UMass looking to play a little bit of spoiler.
Oh.
They're at number 20 Missouri this week, where they are 43.5 point dogs.
Okay.
43.5.
Maybe
I'll
spoiler.
Take the Tigers, though.
Okay. Yeah, I'd go with money line. Yeah, I'd go with them.
I'm trying to use the grab bag.
Somebody said we never post the Bozo TD graphic. Not true, sir or ma'am.
No, it was there last week.
We post it all the time at Jones and Keefe on Twitter and Instagram.
Yes.
I think it'll be available on both of those. This was just into the news desk yesterday, but former NFL great Sean Alexander
And
his wife were pleased to announce that they will soon be welcoming their 14th child.
Well, first of all, congratulations.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, you know, you want to talk about a brag of the week.
I mean,
that family. But what do you even...
Logistically...
How big is your house? What do you drive for a vehicle? How do you call a school bus? Hey, we're going
school bus. It has to be like a van, minivan.
That's what Keith said. We were talking about this earlier off the air. Yeah. So yeah, you're like, hey, we're going to grandma's house, everybody, for Thanksgiving or whatever. How do you host them?
Where do you
pile them into? What do you do? What's your monthly grocery bill like?
You have like the bunk beds that are actually like they go four up, so it's like eight kids over here. Then
yeah,
like another 12.
We need vaulted ceilings.
It's
too much. We have bunk beds on bunk beds on bunk beds.
I feel terrible for the mom, but I mean, she's part of it, likes it, enjoying it.
I'm sure she loves all her children very much.
I'm sure she loves the children. The children are good kids, I would think.
Yeah, but she's procreating. It's good for her.
Sure is.
Yeah.
At an alarming rate. But back in the day, that was more common practice. Now it seems, you know, wild.
Yeah.
But
Steph Diggs closing in.
Oh, yeah.
He's closing in.
A little bit of catch up,
but he's not there yet. Nope. Yeah.
Some grab bag. He's always trying to ice skate uphill.
We were looking at a little 40-40 watch, Jones.
Yeah, we
30-30 watch, that's our thing. Pete Crow Armstrong, buzzard's luck. He's still stuck on 29 home runs to go along with the 30 steals. 30-plus steals, I guess, that he has. Juan Soto, still four steals shy of a 40-40 season.
Yeah, he's out.
I don't think that's going to happen. Francisco Lindor, officially 30-30. 30 home runs.
The homer?
Yeah.
Dang.
30 home runs, 31 steals. Randy Arozarena, I think, grabbed a bag. So he's at 27 homers, 29 steals.
Okay, 27-29.
Julio Rodriguez.
Yeah, somebody's got to tell him he's closing in on 30-30.
He doesn't know.
I'm losing bets back-to-back nights on this.
32 Long Johnsons, just 28 steals.
Somebody tell him he needs two steals. I don't know who's going to do that, but somebody.
Kyle Tucker needs 8 home runs and 5 steals.
For what, for 30-30?
Yeah.
Just 22 home runs?
Yeah.
He had like 17 in the first month.
I know. He's cooled.
Yeah,
he's cooled. He's
still
cooled.
Your guy.
He cooled off.
Yeah. He is my guy.
Yeah.
Yep. Still?
Grab bag.
Or you want your daily Rafael Devers update for one final time this year? Then we're going to have to find a new daily question.
Oh, we could do it Monday. I do want it, yes.
No. Well, I mean, yeah, I guess we could, but he's been eliminated from the playoffs despite a win yesterday against the Cardinals. He was 1-for-4 at the plate. Did have an RBI?
I think it was 2 days ago.
That was 2 days ago.
Yeah, they didn't play yesterday.
All right, well, he was off yesterday. Yeah. Didn't add to his total. Although, you know what I found out yesterday?
Yeah?
Rafael Devers, who was the DH for many, many games for the Red Sox, if you add his RBIs and you say...
Oh, no. We were doing this math in a break.
No,
this math is so confusing.
Rich Keefe Stats and Info Department.
No, we did this. This
the Red Sox DH position, which includes Devers, has more RBI than Rafael Devers. This season,
if you took
that would make sense.
If you took 1-59 with just the Red Sox DH production, including Devers, versus Devers' season, including San Francisco,
because it's almost split in half. So I'm saying, like, basically, the Red Sox DHs have had more RBIs.
I tried to
five players have gotten to where Devers was when he was here.
Okay. Yeah, but it's only DH a game.
It's not like every guy. Like Ref Snyder doesn't get credit for an RBI if he's playing in the outfield. He only gets credit for the RBI when he's the DH.
But they've had how many DHs since Devers left?
No, but the point is that position in the lineup, the production
isn't
dropped.
Are you the only one that was confused by this, Jones?
No,
you're making it more confusing.
I told you it's confusing. I tried to warn you this is confusing.
The easiest thing to understand. I was way in the weeds on a number of stats, and I left it to just the ribbies. The Red Sox DHs, more ribbies than Devers.
Okay.
That spot in the order.
But it's including Devers.
If your point is they
it
don't...
It is including Devers.
If your point is they don't miss him, I agree.
They don't miss
him. Okay, I agree. Thank you.
It's as simple as
that. Yeah, yeah.
But they're back in action today, but they don't need to be because they have been eliminated. They're taking on Colorado late tonight. But you want to... Yeah, fine. You want to question it, you can question it.
Yeah.
Server Anakin! I have the...
Grab bag.
You underestimate my...
Grab bag.
Don't try it.
This math isn't actually confusing. Thank you. I agree. It's pretty straightforward. But Jones, who was the best baseball performer from last night, the 25th of September? The nominees are Nick Kurtz.
Oh, my
3-for-5, 2 home runs, 3 RBI. Freddie Freeman, 2-for-3, 2 home run, 3 RBI. Byron Buxton, 2-for-4, 2 home run, 4 RBI. Seiya Suzuki, 2-for-4, 2 home run, 4 RBI. Nick Lodolo, 6 1/3 scoreless innings with 12 punch outs.
I know it was a loss, but let's go with Kurtz.
It's time for Jones and Keefe's
Random.
Brandon Phillips.
Eduardo Nunez.
Curtis Luskanic.
Baseball player of the day.
All right, this one should be easy. So it's a horrible way to start.
Okay, good.
All right, this ball player played for only two teams in his 14-year Major League career, the Detroit Tigers and the Seattle Mariners. He played primarily shortstop, but also played both hot corners, second base, left field.
Okay.
But, I mean.
But mostly shortstop.
He played more shortstop than all those other positions combined.
Okay.
But, you know, if you asked him to play another position, he would do it.
He would do it.
Unlike the aforementioned Rafael Devers.
He wouldn't refuse it.
Three-time All-Star, a 10th-place MVP finish, and a 24th-place MVP finish. Career highs in a single-season home run, 21, RBI, 102, steals, 20. Although he just missed the 2020 season. He went 19 homers, 20 steals in that season. A career 285 hitter. It's
not Johnny Peralta.
No.
Tiger shortstop.
What do you think he is?
All right, he had a cup of coffee in 98 and 99 and then pretty much played through 2000 until 2011. His final season was 2011. Started with Seattle, ended with Detroit.
Started with Seattle, okay.
Yeah. Three All-Star games.
Yeah,
nothing to sneeze at.
Come on.
Obviously. He had 10 triples one year.
Oh, does he have a nickname?
Did he have a nickname?
Did he have probably?
He should have, but he does not. Does not have a nickname.
Arcan texted and I looked. Carlos Guillen.
He got it.
Good one, good one, Arcan.
Yep. Carlos Guillen.
Got to be honest.
He's a good player.
I remember him. Yeah. I wasn't getting that anytime soon. Good job, Arcan. They probably beat us to it. Text line and everybody else probably beat us to it. But good job, Arcan.
He's on that old 06 World Series team with the Tigers.
Carlos Guillen.
Yeah.
Your random ball player each and every day in the grab bag here on Jones and Keefe. We'll wrap things up and check in with WEEI Afternoons. You got Hart. You got Fitzy. You got Ted. Plus the clip du jour next.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hi, I'm Nancy Cartwright. You may know me better as the voice of Bart Simpson.
On Simpsons Declassified, we're diving into the mysteries that keep the Simpsons forever young. Have you ever wondered how the Simpsons regularly predicts future events? Who better to ask than the show's creators, performers, and writers? The celebrity guests. Be sure to follow and listen to Simpsons Declassified wherever you get your podcasts.
AUDACY. Type that into your app search, then download Jones and Keefe
on WEEI.
All right, back here on Jones and Keefe, WEEI. It's time for our clip du jour. Jones, are you ready for that?
Oh, sounds fantastic. What's the clip du jour again?
Well, I'm so glad you asked. It's the clip of the day, and it was a banner day. It was a top five Friday where we discussed sports mascots.
Coming in at number third, Blue the Colt. Are you familiar with his celebration, Keefe?
Oh, yeah.
He's pretty much just thrusting is a good word for it.
Yeah.
Air humping.
Yeah.
He'll go down there and really taunt you. Anytime the Colts do something nice, he's
just
going to.
Is he another one of these guys, too, that
he's
going
to thrust right in your face?
Is he another guy that, like, on a missed field goal, he'll, like, drop down and, like, fall back?
Oh, yeah, and he'll just play dead.
A lot of hysterics.
Yes.
He also dominates the mascot football game.
Oh, does he?
Yeah.
Well, I was unaware of that.
The mascots played, like, little pop.
Oh, did he?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure he's tossing kids around.
Yeah, he stiff-armed the kid on the sideline. I saw that.
Even better. Let's move him up.
Oh, Terps made the graphic.
Terp, great job.
Fantastic.
Great job. Terp. We'll tweet that out. At Jones and Keefe. At Jones WEEI.
Look at G-Wiz. G-Wiz, I feel great about this pick.
Yeah, that's nice.
I also
I
was just going to say, I like what Blue's doing to Keefe there.
I do not care for that.
Get right in there.
I don't like. Can you blur it at least, Terp? Yeah, so you can go on Twitter and Instagram at Jones and Keefe. I put it out at Rich Keefe WEEI as well on Instagram. And all the mascots are on there. Terp did a great job, but he really did not need to put Blue
in that spot. I mean, Blue kind of stuck it to you.
Yeah,
I know. But yeah, check that out.
It's a tough look.
Top five Friday every Friday.
Only one overlap. We had a lot of different mascots on there.
Yeah, I was surprised at that. Yeah. Only the Philly Fanatic.
Well,
he went in the inaugural Mascot Hall
of Fame
class.
He's the face of the
So that, that
Hall
does make sense. He would be on both lists. Mm-hmm. No crossover today, but if there was, it'd be brought to you by the 99 Restaurant. You got to try the new burgers at the Nines, like the new Bourbon Onion Burger. Their half-pound, 100% American Angus beef is sure to please. You got to love the Nines. Everybody have a great weekend. Stay tuned for WEEI Afternoons. We are back on Monday with the Patriots Monday.
What happened?
Week four of the NFL, and hopefully the Red Sox on their way to the playoffs.
They better be.
We'll talk to you Monday at 10 here on WEEI.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hi, I'm Nancy Cartwright. You may know me better as the voice of Bart Simpson.
On Simpsons Declassified, we're diving into the mysteries that keep the Simpsons forever young. Have you ever wondered how the Simpsons regularly predicts future events? Who better to ask than the show's creators, performers, and writers? The celebrity guests. Be sure to follow and listen to Simpsons Declassified wherever you get your podcasts.